Page 76, chapter 16. The constable was fat and he was sleepy. He wheezed when he spoke, and he spoke quite a bit as they started off, he and the man in the yellow suit. First he roused me out of bed in the middle of the night, after been out since sunup looking for that child, and now I suppose you're going to try to run me all the way there. He said sourly, I've got to tell you this horse of mine is none too strong. I don't have to hurry as a rule, but most of the time it don't matter. Seems to me we could have waited till dawn anyway. The man in the yellow suit was as courteous as always. The forces have been waiting since yesterday morning, he pointed out. Naturally, they're very upset. The sooner we get there, the sooner the child will be with them again. Page 77. How come you're so deep in it? Asked the constable suspiciously. Maybe you're in cahoots with the kidnappers. How do I know? You should have reported right off when you saw her get snatched. The man in the yellow suit sighed, but of course I had to find out where they were taking her, he explained patiently. I came right back after that, and the forces are friends of mine. They sold me their wood. The constable's eyes went round. Oh, B, he said. What do you know about that? I didn't suppose they'd ever do a thing like that, friend or no friend. They're the first family around here, you know. Proud as peacocks, all of them. Family proud and land proud, too. But they sold it off, did they? Well, well. And he whistled in amazement. They thumped along in silence for a while, out around the wood and across the starlit meadow. Then the constable yawned deeply and said, You ready to tell me how long it's going to take? How far we got to go? 20 miles north, said the man in the yellow suit. The constable groaned. 20 miles? He shifted the shotgun that rested over his saddle and groaned again. Clear up in the foothills? That's a fair way, all right. But there was no reply to this. The constable ran his fingers down the gleaming barrel of the shotgun. Page 78. Then he shrugged and slumped a little in the saddle. Might as well relax, he wheezed, suddenly companionable. We'll be riding 3-4 hours. Still, there was no reply. Yes, sir, said the constable, trying again. It's something new in these parts, kidnapping. Never had a case like this before I know of, and I've been in charge going on 15 years. He waited. You don't say so, his companion said at last. Yep, that's a fact, said the constable, with evident relief. Maybe now there was some conversation. Yep, 15 years. Seen a lot of trouble in 15 years, but nothing quite like this. Cause there's a first time for everything, as they say. We got a brand new jailhouse, did you notice? Listen, it's a dandy. Give those folks nice clean accommodations. He chuckled. Cause they won't be there long. Circuit judge will be coming through next week. He'll send them over to Charleville, most likely to the county jail. That's what they do for your serious crimes. Cause we got a gallows of our own if we ever need it. Keeps down trouble, I think, just having it there. Ain't ever used it yet. That's because they take care of the serious stuff over to Charleville, like I say. Page 79. The constable paused to light a cigar and went on cheerfully. What you got planned for that piece of forested land? Going to clear it up? Put on a house or store, maybe? No, said the man in the yellow suit. The constable waited for more, but there was no more. His sour mood returned. He frowned and shook the ashes from his cigar. Say, he said, you're kind of a close-lipped fellow, ain't you? The man in the yellow suit narrowed his eyes. His mouth above the thin gray beard twitched with annoyance. Look here, he said tightly. Would you mind if I rode on ahead? I'm worried about that child. I'll tell you how to get there, and I'll go on ahead and keep watch. Well, said the constable grudgingly, all right, if you're in such a ding-bang hurry, but don't do nothing till I get there. Those folks are likely dangerous. I'll try to keep up, but this horse of mine, she's none too strong. Don't see as how I could get her to a gallop, even if I tried. That's right, said the man in the yellow suit. So, I'll go on ahead and wait outside the house till you get there. He explained the route carefully, then dug his heels into the flanks of the fat old horse, cantering off into the darkness, where just the glint of dawn glowed on the edges of the hills far ahead. Page 80. The constable chewed on the end of a cigar. He said to the horse. Did you get a gander at that suit of clothes? Oh, well, it takes all kinds, as they say. And he followed slowly after, yawning, the gap between him and the man ahead lengthening with every mile.